The next patient is Sheila Thomas. The last name is Thomas. The first name is Sheila. This is the clinical case of a 57-year-old African-American female that is seen in the practice because of CKD stage 3A. The patient has elevation of the albumin creatinine ratio, was in the 70s. Kerendia has been given 10 milligrams every day, and the patient has continued the administration of lisinopril, period. The protein creatinine ratio is 348 milligrams per gram of creatinine. And for reasons that are not clear to me, I don't have the microalbumin creatinine ratio. That it will determine the progression of the disease. In any event, the comprehensive metabolic profile, the serum creatinine is 1.2, the BUN is 23, and the estimated GFR is 52 mL per minute. The albumin is 3.8. The liver function tests are within normal limits. This patient has been placed on Mounjaro and continues to take the Kerendia. We are going to reevaluate the case with the microalbumin creatinine ratio to see the levels of the selective proteinuria in order to make adjustments. Following number, the patient has arterial hypertension, blood pressure 128 over 84. Following number, diabetes mellitus with a hemoglobin A1C 7.1. Following number, vitamin D deficiency on supplementation. Following number, the patient is no longer anemic. She continues to take iron and B12. Following number, hyperlipidemia under control. Following number, obesity. As mentioned before, we recommend the low sodium diet, the plant-based diet. The decreasing the caloric intake increase the activity, and we are going to suggest the evaluation for the thyroid. Because the patient is extremely concerned that for the effort that she's making, she is not losing weight, and sometimes this could be associated to hypothyroidism. We're going to reevaluate the case in 4 months with laboratory workup. We invested 10 minutes reviewing the lab in the face-to-face, 15 minutes in the documentation, 8 minutes.